You know, I'm convinced that if Jesus had come, the Son of God had become incarnate as an American, he would have been a Southerner. Because twice we've heard in the gospel, Jesus using that expression, he who has ears ought to hear. And one of my favorite expressions among those who live in the South is when they say something very important and then they say, you hear? You hear? Don't they do that? I love that. They'll tell you something that they really want you to get, and they'll say, you hear. What does Jesus want you and me to hear tonight? Well, I think the main message of the readings tonight is about patience. Patience is one of the most important qualities, my friends, of our lives. It is closely linked with peace, and thus with happiness. St. Francis de Sales said that to possess one's soul is man's greatest happiness, and the more perfect one's patience, the more perfect that possession. Patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, along with charity, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. So patience is one of the perfections that the Holy Spirit forms in us as the first fruits of eternal glory. Jesus affirms that God is patient in the parable of the wheat and the weeds. The slaves are perplexed because they see that cockle, which looks very much like wheat, has grown with the wheat. If this type of weed gets ground up with wheat, it contaminates the flour, and any bread made from that flour causes severe nausea when eaten. It is said that in the East, personal vengeance sometimes took the form of sowing cockle among an enemy's wheat. And indeed, the householder in the parable realizes the work of an enemy. But he also recognizes that the slaves could damage the wheat were they to prematurely pull up the weeds. Therefore, the master decides to let them grow together until the harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them up in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn. Because Jesus identifies himself as the landowner, the sower, he is teaching God's patience. The Old Testament is primarily a story in which God bears with the sins both of his people and other nations. In time, the chosen people realized more and more deeply this patience of God. We see this in today's reading from the Book of Wisdom. Your master over all things, the sacred reader says in referring to God, your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. You judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us. The psalm chosen for today echoes this. You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in kindness and fidelity. God also, though, revealed himself as the one who allows nothing to go unpunished. This, too, Jesus affirms in the parable. But punishment is left for the time of the harvest, when the children of the evil one will be thrown into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Judgment is in God's hands. Now is the time for patience and for mercy. And my friends, God's patience is never weakness. Rather, it is his call to conversion. How grateful we should be. How grateful we should be for God's patience. If God were not patient, we would be lost. After all, what are we? What are we in the face of God's holiness and justice? We weak sinners would have been condemned long ago were it not for the long-suffering gentleness, the long-suffering gentleness of God. What is more, God loves us so much. He does not abandon us, nor does he condemn us. Instead, he gives us time, precious time, to repent and believe in the gospel, and to flourish in the communion that is ours in Christ. St. Paul reminds us that the fruit which we received in Holy Communion with the Son of God is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who comes to the aid of our weakness. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us with inexpressible groanings. Isn't that a wonderful expression? You know, thinking of that God groans. It's a way we can understand this ever-present desire of love for us in God. And you know, what is the Holy Spirit? Precisely that. The Holy Spirit is the very, very love of God, the love that's shared between the Father and the Son. That's given to us. He comes to us and communicates that divine life to us in the sacraments. And again, St. Paul says the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, the love of God intercedes for us with inexpressible groanings. We can think about inexpressible sighs. You know, I was thinking about that, and I think to myself, you know, when I do something wrong, God's there sighing. You know? You ever think of that? When I was I am an uncle, but when I was first an uncle, and I had these little nieces and nephews, the older one, the niece, she was tickled pink whenever I rolled my eyes. She just thought that was the neatest thing. And she used to say, do it again, roll your eyes. Now, I was delighted with that, even though I wasn't delighted with what caused me to roll my eyes. And that's kind of how God is. We go off track, we make that mistake, and God's saying, oh dear. Oh dear. Right? That's what St. Paul's communicating. This is the intimacy which we are to have with God. And it's a beautiful thing to contemplate. The Holy Spirit, the advocate, beseeches the Father and the Son on our behalf because, St. Paul goes on to say, we do not know how to pray as we ought. The Spirit asks for what we need, not necessarily for what we want. Above all, he seeks to be the agent for our growth in holiness and thus of our salvation. These thoughts regarding patience should prompt us to consider whether this important quality is manifested in our lives. Is it an abiding aspect of my character, patience? Since God has been and continues to be patient with me, how can I not be patient with others? But am I? What does it take to be patient? First, as was already said, patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, a perfection that the Holy Spirit works in us. So patience is primarily a work of the Holy Spirit. We cannot be patient simply with our own efforts. In fact, through our experience of human nature, of our own weakness, we know that the passions often militate against patience. We all know this is true. We can become impatient in moments when we focus on ourselves rather than others. When we are not getting what we want, when we want it. Or even with the best of motives, we can become impatient when people don't behave the way we want them to behave. How many people lose their peace because they want at any price to change those around them? It might be one's spouse, a relative, perhaps an aging parent, or a brother or sister, or a friend, or even a priest. We can be like the slaves in the parable who simply want to go and pull up the weeds. But what should we do, my friends? What should we do? Well, we must reason as follows. If the Lord has still not transformed this person, has not relieved him or her of such and such imperfection, it is because he puts up with him as he is. He waits with patience the opportune moment. Then I must do likewise. I must pray and be patient. Why be more demanding and impatient than God? This patience is all the more important in that it brings about in us a purification that is absolutely indispensable. We believe that we wish the good of others or our own good, but this wish is frequently mixed with a great deal of hidden search for oneself, our own will, our attachment to personal beliefs, narrow and limited, to which we cling so much that we wish to impose on others and sometimes on God. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us be open. Let us be open to the purifying fire of the Holy Spirit by drawing closer to Him, by opening wider our minds and hearts to Him. This purification requires the continuing emptying. That's really what it's all about. Emptying of ourselves, of self, so that we may be filled more and more with the grace of God. This is a movement of the heart toward the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to His love and mercy. It is the power of His love that allows us to bear with ourselves, with one another, and whatever crosses we have in our lives. This power we will truly experience working within us as we become more and more patient. Remember, to possess one's soul is man's greatest happiness, and the more perfect one's patience, the more perfect that possession.